This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 52 inmates in a Brazilian prison were killed during a riot in northern Brazil Monday. The superintendent of the Altamira prison, Ampara, said that 16 of the 52 inmates who died Monday were decapitated. It took officials about 5 hours to end the clashes that began after one gang infiltrated another part of the jail. The count of victims could rise after authorities finished searching all areas involved. The incident was reminiscent of riots in May when 55 inmates were killed in gang-related violence at four prisons in the neighboring state of the Amazonas. Human rights groups have accused the government of Brazil of doing little to deal with the country's notoriously troubled and overcrowded prisons. The prison population swelled from about 500,000 inmates a decade ago to an estimated 841,000 last year. A Saudi coalition airstrike on a market in northern Yemen has killed at least 10 people, including children, and wounded more than 20 others, medics and rebel media say. The missile slammed into a market in Sada province Monday, in apparent retaliation for a Houthi rebel drone attack on a Saudi airbase. A coalition spokesman accused the Houthis of attacking the market themselves to spite Yemenis who opposed them. The Iranian-backed Houthis have stepped up their missile and drone attacks on airports and military targets on Saudi territory as a response to continued coalition airstrikes. The Saudi-led airstrikes against the rebels have wiped out entire neighborhoods, as well as killing thousands of civilians since the year 2015. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in the western U.S. state of California continue looking for a motive after a gunman killed at least three people at a garlic festival Sunday afternoon. AP's Ed Donahue.
The gunman has been identified as Santino William Legan. Police Chief Scott Smithy says Legan cut through a fence and started shooting. He had an assault-type rifle.
It was purchased legally in the state of Nevada on July the 9th. Of this year.
The chief says police arrived and engaged with the suspect in less than a minute.
Despite the fact that they were outgunned with their handguns against a rifle, those three officers were able to fatally wound that suspect, and the event ended very quickly.
Three people were killed, including a six-year-old boy. Smithy says the motive remains unknown. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. and China are reviving trade talks on Tuesday, but the hopes for significant progress are low. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
2 months after U.S.-Chinese talks aimed at ending a tariff war broke down, both sides are trying to temper hopes for a breakthrough. Negotiations resume this week when American trade officials meet a Chinese delegation in Shanghai. They're expected to touch on an array of disputes that has grown to include tension over Chinese tech giant Huawei and the control of technology. Hopes of a breakthrough are low, though. On Friday, President Donald Trump said he didn't know if they're going to make a deal and he doesn't care, repeating his claim that the U.S. is prospering. I'm Charles Ledesma.
President Trump is expanding his attacks after a weekend of bashing a leading black congressman. From the city of Baltimore, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says his tweets that Elijah Cummings' majority black Baltimore district is a disgusting mess where no human being would want to live were not racist. Instead, he says Cummings is racist for not helping his constituents. This morning, the president blasted civil rights advocate Al Sharpton, who went to Baltimore to condemn him, tweeting, "Al is a con man, a troublemaker." Sharpton says he'll keep making trouble for bigots.
If he really thought I was a con man, he'd be nominating me for his cabinet.
Aides say the president's comments were hyperbole, but they come after his racist tweets against four congresswomen of color. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Two U.S. service members have been killed in action in Afghanistan in what appears to be an insider attack. The NATO-led Resolute Support Mission Monday said only that two Americans are dead. It has not released their names pending notification of their families. A U.S. official later confirmed the deaths were a result of a so-called green-on-blue attack during which an Afghan service member or an attacker wearing an Afghan uniform fires on U.S. or allied forces. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.